Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media.
Welcome to this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast, and this is a special edition of the show, and I'm here with Chris Rivers. And so thanks, Chris, for being on the show this week.
Thanks for having me, bro. I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, and it's a little bit about you, Chris. You've been on staff at New Spring with Perry Noble, and you have this thing, and this is where our paths crossed. We have a mutual friend that got introduced us, and you started this thing called Culture Bus. So you can learn a little bit about Culture Bus at culturebus.cc. It's an amazing thing. For everybody who's listening, tell us a little bit about what is Culture Bus about?
Yeah. Culture Bus is the vehicle that transfers vision to your team. Mm-hmm. And basically, it all started with, I worked on staff at New Spring, and I had the opportunity to just help people transition into ministry. I got to lead our staff development department there. And within a year and a half of just rapid growth, we hired about 147 people. Okay. And so this is, you know, amazing ministry, Ephesians 3:20 kind of stuff, immeasurably more type of things. And with that challenge really came, the challenge of transferring vision to people that are already high caliber. That's always a unique piece, because it's a challenge. Like, how do you get people to focus less about what they do and more about who they're becoming? Mm-hmm. And really just get back to vision. And what I've learned in ministry is that church is a place where change takes place. And so if we're always focused on what we do and how we do our job, it's very difficult to embrace change. And, you know, Jesus, he came for change. And so for us as ministry leaders, it's a challenge to do that. So basically, that's how Culture Bus got started. I started, you know, every Monday we would have 5, 10, 7 people come on staff, and they would kind of belong to this department for the next 14 to 15 weeks. And during that season that they transitioned and acclimated into our culture, our team had the opportunity and really just the privilege of being able to help walk alongside of them as they kind of learn who we are, why we are, why we do the things that we do, and so forth. So that was the birth of Culture Bus. That's really how it started. And just had some churches ask me to help them. And the next thing I knew, Culture Bus was born.
Wow. And I want to challenge everybody who's listening, go to culturebus.cc. You have an amazing way you explain this. I really love kind of your visual storytelling of what you do and how you help churches and a little bit about your story. So check that out, culturebus.cc. And the way that it's kind of interesting, because, you know, we haven't met face to face. We've only interacted through Twitter and email and so forth. And I actually feel like I know a lot about you, about who you are, because of the way you leverage social media. Mm-hmm. You're one of the first people that I saw using the selfie stick. It's like almost part of your brand. I just assume if Chris Rivers is at a church and he's doing something there, he's going to take a selfie stick kind of like picture right before he enters the church. It's just kind of, yeah, it's part of your brand. And so before we get into a little bit of that, I was curious, like, how do you think social media specifically, because this is the Social Media Church Podcast and you deal with culture, how does social media impact kind of the culture of a staff, let alone and the church? I mean, how can that be leveraged wisely or from your learnings?
Yeah, great question. You know, I believe that culture, it's what your environment says you value. Okay, so the art of culture development is saturating your environments with your vision, right? And so environments have more to do with just the Sunday worship sanctuary experience. It has everything to do with the way that we tell our story. And so culture, when you walk in, most what happens in North America in most churches is you walk into a church, you maybe have heard the vision or you've seen the vision written on the wall, but when you start to, you know, within the first couple minutes, you start to realize, man, love God, change the world, serve people, like, these people won't even say hello to me, you know. It's just, so what happens in social media, I believe, especially in a staff, is that the staff are like, the best way for me to explain it is our staff are like a tea bag in hot water. Okay. And if, you know, you drink tea, you know, very rarely when you drink tea, do you think about the people that worked really hard to plow the ground and to, you know, to take the seed from the ground to the factory and then, you know, create a brand that went on the box to get it. Nobody thinks about that. They either just take a sip or they don't. And so what happens in the world of ministry is our staff are saturating the environment. So normally when I walk into an environment, we have this culture assessment that we do for staff, for church teams. And what we find is that in many places, we see different areas of culture that are saturated well with vision, or maybe their value or the way that they measure effectiveness, their strategy for ministry. And so what happens is in the social media space, you can tell really quickly what people value. You know, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if I was to go to a church, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at their social media engagement. I want to know if they're engaging people. I want to know if they're celebrating. And this is the biggest reason. People want to be part of something greater than themselves. And so when people see something that's greater than what they could be a part of, they will sacrifice to it. They will give to it. They will tweet about it. They will share, you know, things with people because it's greater than anything that they could ever be a part of. So that is where I see social media really, you know, changing the game when it comes to, hey, what does this church value? Let me see what they value on social media.
That's a convicting question, like going into a church and going, okay, if I was to assess the last 25 posts that you've posted on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, what am I going to get your perceived value? That's a great question, especially to see, does it align with your vision and mission? Because it's one thing to say, this is what we're going after. It's another thing to evaluate. I bet there's been some just interesting evaluation when you go into churches.
Wow. Yeah, for me, when I'm working with a church, I'm thinking about two words all the time. The first word is marketing, and the second word is training. Okay, so this is the two greatest areas I think that the church could be a blessing to. Okay, let's think about the first word, marketing. We are all marketers. Every one of us, when we wake up in the morning, we are marketing something, right? And so our social media presence is a tool for marketing. The marketing rule of seven, it states that your customer must hear your marketing message seven times before they buy it. Geico, they're the king of this. You know, 15% or more will save you on car insurance. Well, in the presence of social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I mean, you name any tool out there that engages with people, you are marketing your vision. So if I can't see it on multiple levels, then in multiple ways, it's got to take me seven times, right? So if I don't see it in multiple ways, I'm going to struggle as an outsider looking in to understand what you want from me. So that's the first one, marketing. The second one is training. So you think about this, this is probably one of the biggest deficits I see in the church space today is training, is equipping people. We refer to this in our Route 4, effectively equipping. So a long time ago, that's the best way for me to explain this, a long time ago, I had my tools broken in, my garage got broken into, and all my tools were stolen. I mean, I was livid. Okay. But I didn't go out to get new tools because I didn't have an immediate need for them. But as spring came and I needed to do the yard work, I realized that if I didn't have the tools necessary to do the job, I wasn't going to be able to do the job. Right. Mm-hmm. And so what effectively equipping does, what training does, is it puts all the right tools in the hands of the people so that they're set up for a win. And so I think if we could rethink the way we use social media as a training tool and less about as a, you know, a way to just share something, maybe that could change. So for instance, the selfie stick thing, you know, like it's funny, like I have a GoPro, I have a camera. When I go to a church, I normally have like five things. I've got a camera, a GoPro, I got my iPhone, and I'm taking pictures all day. Number one, because I want to learn. In Joshua, I look at this as stones. Okay, let me back up and say this story. That in Joshua 4, you know, like all the people they come across, that they've gone through the water, you know, God has, you know, parted the water for them. And what does he say to Joshua? He says, I want you to gather 12 stones and I want you to create a memorial and And you just go, why should I do that? Well, because when people look back on the great things that I've done, I want them to reference those stones. And so in ministry, you know, this is a whole nother lesson, a whole nother idea, but we need stones. And so a lot of times what social media is for us, especially Instagram, I am an Instagram fan, okay?
You are,
I like
you are.
over anything, but I want to look back on my life and I want to see the great things that God's done. When I went to Elmbrook Church in Wisconsin this week, I was in Cross Point Church in Atlanta on Monday. Mm-hmm. I took pictures, I took video. Like, I want to look back on those places and say, wow, Jesus, like, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I think social's more about me giving gratitude and just like, mm-hmm. wow, Lord, help me stay humble because this is the greatest thing I've ever been a part of. So a lot of it has to do with that. So when I'm taking a picture, I'm a lot of times thinking like, man, what could my son think about this, you know, 12 years down the road? You know, would he see me as somebody that gave, you know, something to the church? Here's a picture of that. Here's a stone. So that's kind of how I look at marketing. I look at those two words, marketing and training.
I love that. I love that idea. I mean, I have two boys and you as well have a family, and it's, I love that idea of gratitude, and that's a great tie-in. I think that's a good conviction. In just leveraging that presence wisely. I wanted to highlight a little bit, we were talking a little bit, you have a great resource for our listeners. If you go to culturebus.cc/ social media church, there's this great freebie resource that you're going to be offering up. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, so basically this is something that I've been beta testing here recently with some churches. When I walk into the rooms, and I work with a lot of first and second chair leaders, so I walk into a room and spending 6 month process times, and a lot of times I will meet with, you know, discipleship directors, community group directors, and so forth. And so small groups is upon us. You know, this is kind of one of those things that, you know, how do we do small groups? How do we develop great, you know, authentic community, you know? And so I get that question a lot. What is something that I can do? And so I came up with this idea. It's called the neighborhood evangelist. It's a construct. So it's a tool that, you know, if you're listening, you could literally apply this in your setting. It doesn't cost anything. It's going to cost you time. But what it is it's a tool that can be used to help your people become a neighborhood evangelist. That's what it's about. So it's less about small groups and it's more about the value of what small group brings. And so there's a free tool that we're going to give you that you can download and you can start playing with. It's going to help you be kind of like an evangelist, a neighborhood evangelist. And then we're going to walk you through three pieces. I refer to them as the three Ds. So it's dissect. Well, it's digest, dissect, and deliver. Okay, so we're gonna digest some things. I'm gonna give you like a bunch of training and idea to equip your neighborhood evangelist, and then we're gonna dissect some things. We're gonna build some marketing strategy and some training strategy, and then we're gonna deliver an amazing thing that could be a great on ramp for small groups for the fall. So it's a perfect time, you know, regardless of whether it's summer or not. It's a construct. It's a tool. It's a utility that you could put in your ministry setting that could create a lot of value. So yeah, if you guys go over to that and sign up for that, I think you would really, really find some value in it.
Yeah, no, I love obviously free is always a great thing. But I love the idea of figuring out another way to leverage small groups. I know a lot of churches, you know, here at Saddleback, small groups is obviously a big part of how we function and how things are measured. And I know you go into churches and it's kind of one of those things where, like, you know, we know how to do the weekend, but we kind of don't know what to do with those other days. And so I love this. When we were talking before the show started, just thinking differently about leveraging yourselves in the community. So make sure you go to culturebus.cc/social media church. We're going to have it in the show notes as well. I think that the last question I really have for you, Chris, is what have you learned about social media as you kind of launched this company? You know, you left an amazing church, and you didn't leave the church on bad terms. You left it just because, you know, you were really excited about this venture. So you still love New Spring and obviously, you know, it's still part of that community. But, you know, what have you learned about launching a company, really, you know, and how have you leveraged social media? What are just some tips, tricks. It doesn't have to be too much. I just was curious because you've really launched a brand. And again, if you go to culturebus.cc, you'll see it's a really sweet brand. It's also a powerful, you got some powerful stuff you've done. So what are some things you've learned in the matter of the last, how long has it been, a year? Has it been?
Yeah, well, I launched Culture Bus in September of last year. So not even a year. It's crazy.
Wow. So what are some tips that you've learned just with launching a company in leveraging social media?
Man, you know, I was talking about this with someone the other day and someone asked me like, what have I learned? And I think probably the biggest thing is just to continue to just listen to Jesus. And even though it's hard, that is the most important thing that I can do in my relationship with Lord. I remember when the Lord asked me to resign from New Spring, and I remember where I was. I remember the event. And I just heard this quiet voice say, you know, it's not about working on staff at New Spring. It's about doing what I've asked you to do. And which is crazy in a season where everybody, you know, lots of people want to be on staff at a church.
Yeah.
God's telling me, I want you to step away from New Spring. And that was really hard for me, you know, to just trust the process. You know, the process is always, I think that's probably another thing that I've learned a lot is that, you know, process is greater than progress. You know, I mean, you know, in order for me to go to where God wants me to go, I've really got to lean in on the process that God has me on. And so for me to walk away from New Spring and to develop, I had all these ideas and I was having pastors ask me, hey, will you help me? Will you help me? And, you know, I felt like that, you know, Matthew 25, I believe that there's a portion in there where it talks about stewardship. And, you know, in that passage, you know, one guy got one bag, one guy got two bags, one guy got five bags. And so what I got out of that time when I'm like developing this and I'm thinking, I'm like, Jesus, are you sure you want me to do this? I remember just the Lord saying like, you know, I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you, what did you do with what I've given you? And so to me, launching Culture Bus was an obedience issue. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was going to call it. I had no idea if, you know, it's not easy being a strategic outsider for a church. You know, I mean, I'm making a living by helping the church. And that is very hard to do when North America church is struggling in many ways. And so, you know, I could go do this in a business world, and I've had lots of business owners say, hey man, let's talk about Culture Bus. And so, but this is what God's called me to do is to serve the church. And so I think what I've learned the most is just to listen to God and do what he says. You know, I mean, you know, my prayer lately has just been, Lord, lead me to the churches that you want me to serve, you know, lead me to the churches that you want me to serve and help me stay hungry, help me stay humble. And remember that it's not about what I do, but it's about who I'm becoming. Listen, if God doesn't want me to do Culture Bus in a year, I want to be okay with letting go of this brand. It's a pretty cool brand. I mean, like when the guy that helped me design Culture Bus, he actually went through staff development at New Spring.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, when he created this brand, he had a lot of vision for me because he'd already experienced it firsthand. So, you know, when I look back on my life, I see all the little things that God has done. And so for me, another thing that I'm learning is just to take every moment captive. This time with you, I look at this as an opportunity where I can learn from you. Like, mm-hmm. I want to get better at what I'm doing. And so you just learning, it's not always about me.
Yeah.
Being obedient to the call, no matter what, and just being grateful. Those are some of the three things that I'm just continually just, you know, over and over again, I'm writing in my journal and just, you know, working out through. So,
well, and I think the biggest thing I've learned from you is, talking on the phone, following you on social media and just emailing, you're consistent wherever you're at. You're never projecting to be something you're not. You're just real. And that's what I love about, you know, I think you're one of the best that I follow that have some kind of, you know, you're about something, on Instagram. I think you translate so well on Instagram. Just like it's to me, what I love about seeing, you know, sometimes when I see the selfie stick, it kind of comes off like, oh man, that's kind of like about you. But when I see you do it, I don't think that at all. I think it's just, you're so excited to be at a church. And that's what I love about that is that you're just so authentic and real. And so, the last thing I want to ask before we end, what's like the 1 minute minute and a half, like, you know, kind of like I've just called an Uber to come here and it's about to arrive. What's the 1 minute pitch that maybe a church, why a church should maybe call you in to, you know, to revamp their culture? What's the added value? So if somebody's listening, they need to go to Culture Bus. They need to book you. What's the 1 minute pitch? Why?
Yeah. I mean, Culture Bus is a technical and tactical approach to church operations. Okay. That's what I've learned, you know, really what it is. And so tactics are important. Strategy is important. If you've ever read The Four Disciplines of Execution by Sean Covey, it's a great book on execution. Everybody can have an idea, but executing that idea is another thing. And so what Culture Bus really does well, it's a creative thought process into creating a technical tool or a strategic strategy. And it's custom to you. It's not, I don't change anyone's culture. What Culture Bus does a really good job is figuring out what is really vibrant in the culture and focusing on it and getting laser focused, not flashlight focused, but laser focused. Mm. And so that is probably the benefit. If you're struggling with, if you're a lead pastor or you're a, you know, a second share leader or, and you're wondering like, how, where do I even start? You know, we do this culture assessment that is a great tool to help you get a gauge on your culture. So last thing I would say is that culture, it's the litmus test of your vision, values, and strategy. Okay. Culture is the litmus test of your vision, values, and strategy. So if you don't have a culture development tool, you could be missing out on what God really wants to do in your church.
I love it. Hey, thanks, Chris, so much for being on this special edition of the show. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're always jumping in, helping churches all around. Again, go to culturebus.cc/socialmediachurch. And to learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church. We'll have more information about Chris and all the links that we've talked about. And don't forget to engage at #SMCPodcast. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. Stop by socialmedia.church for the show notes and to learn more about Social Media Church. Please share this podcast with a friend and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you may be listening.